time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Sergeant Kelly Maines with Price City Police Department. We're going to talk about, they just had their shop with a cop on Saturday. It was a great time. He wanted to come on, thank some sponsors. We're going to talk a little about Shop with a Cop, give a little bit of background for it, and just talk about this great program. Sergeant, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. I always enjoy coming in.
Anytime. Now, we were talking a little off the air about it, and you said it's probably been around in one form or another at least for 25 years.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I know I've been in law enforcement in Carbon County for just over 20 years, and we've always done it when I've been around, but I want to say it's been at least 25 years that this has been going on, that we've been trying to do it.
And you were also saying, we were kind of talking a little bit about where some of the names come from. You get them from the Angel Tree, and you know, you get them from really just observational stuff as well.
Yeah, so a lot of times we do coordinate with United Way for most of the time, but a lot of times as officers, we're responding to a lot of calls every year throughout the year, and our officers are right there on the front lines, and they're seeing families and they're seeing kids who, this is something that can benefit them in a huge way. And so I rely heavily on our officers. Get me some names, get me some kids you think that would be worthy to be able to go do this. And without fail, we always get some, we get more than we have money for, which is troubling sometimes. But I also reach out to some of the other agencies, Department of Child and Family Services, the Children's Justice Center. They're right there too, and they know more than anybody who really needs the help. And so this year we were blessed with some of the grants that we're able to get, as well as community donations, to where we had a little over $5,000 to spread out through all the agencies throughout the Carbon County, and we had just around 40 kids throughout the county that were able to attend.
So you piled them all up and you went shopping.
Yeah, so it's a great day. It's a lot of fun. We try to make it a memorable thing for the kids that go. Every year, the way we plan it, McDonald's is great. They the manager over there helps to donate a breakfast. In past years, we used to go to McDonald's, but we learned real quick that when you have, you know, 40 kids plus their parents, and then, you know, a number of officers, the remodel at McDonald's was great, but it's just not big enough for all those people along with regular customers, so we would shut their place down. And so the Tuscan has been awesome the last few years and allowed us to use their building. So we go over, start off in the morning with a breakfast. The kids get to mingle with the officers, get some pictures, you know, just kind of have a relaxing little bit in the morning. Then we load them up in their cars and let them play with the lights and sirens and head on down to Walmart and with our makeshift parade down Main Street. Walmart is one of our huge sponsors with it. They have a community grant they give us every year that we're able to get half the funds for it. We have another organization out of Salt Lake called the Utah Police Civilian Association who matches what Walmart gives us. And without those two, we wouldn't be able to do it. It's a huge thing. But we get to Walmart and the kids fan out with the officers and get to go do some shopping. And it's always a ton of fun. We had Walmart, had people there to help wrap presents. You know, we've also got some community volunteers that come and help. We've got the girls from Bethel 3 with Job's Daughters that come and help serve the breakfast. And then they came over and helped wrap presents and followed us around, took pictures.
And that's, you know what, that's a great thing. We always talk about it. This community always steps up. Anytime anybody needs anything, it seems like they just step up. And that's one of the great things about living in a small community.
Yeah, it's just amazing the way our community always steps up. And through Price City, we set up an account a couple of years back so that throughout the year, if anybody wants to donate, they can go into the utilities office and donate to Shop with a Cop. And it's a account through the city that rolls over from year to year, so we're able to continually use this. Because without fail, we do the program and or we do Shop with a Cop, and while we're shopping at Walmart, we've got customers that are coming up that are just amazed at that. You know, there's cop cars galore in the parking lot, and everybody's in there having a great time, and they're coming up and handing us money. They want to donate. At those times, as an officer, we can't really take the money from them, but I always instruct the officers, you know, take the, you know, let's do that, get it to me, we'll put it in the account so it starts to start the pot for next year.
And so that you can do that at the utilities office at Price City.
Yeah.
Just go in and, yeah, and make donations that way.
In our shop with a cop, the way that we do this is it's I search out and find all the funds for the entire county, not just for Price City. You know, we have obviously Price City, you know, Price City Police, we're going to do it. We also have the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, Helper PD, Wellington PDs, Carbon PD, and the Utah Highway Patrol. So it's easier for one to go get the funds than everybody to try to do it on their own. So I go out and search and get the funds, and then divvy it out to the agencies, and they go and get kids from their areas and their communities. And, you know, we pull everybody together and have a good morning and have a fun time with the kids. And
20 years strong for you.
Yep.
Now, you said you had some sponsors you wanted to thank there.
Yeah. So, like I said, Walmart is a huge one through their community grant. They do a great job. They also step up with some other donations with doing the wrapping, and some other, you know, the smaller things that you wouldn't think. They actually step up and provide a few other things along the way. I mentioned the Utah Police Civilian Association. They're a civilian association out of Salt Lake that does grants throughout the state for a shop with a cop. They reached out to us a few years ago, and they have been great to continue to give us funds. McDonald's, they provide the breakfast for us. You know, we also have the Tuscan Event Center. Price City helps out a lot. I'm gracious that they let me to continue to do this. We have the girls from Bethel 3, Job's Daughters, that is part of their community, some of their service projects. They'll come and help with this every year. And then one huge shout out is to all the community donations that come in. Every little bit helps, you know. Most of the time, the money that we're able to get for all these kids just isn't enough. And there are more kids out there than we can take. And that's the hard part for me when it comes to, you know, having to tell people, I'm sorry, we filled all the slots. We don't have any more money left. I wish we could find more money so we could take all the kids that we could, just because it is such an impactful thing on our community. I'm sure that some of our officers get a little annoyed with me because I pull the heartstrings with them to try to get them to volunteer to come. And that's another part of what we do with this is this for the officers that come. This is a voluntary thing. This is they're donating their time to come in and do this. And usually you don't have to ask too hard for the officers to come, because it's great to see the kids and the smiling faces and stuff, but you don't realize the impact that it has on the officer as well. We see a lot of negativity in our line of work. We get to see the bad things that are out there, and this is one of those things that is a great thing that is so good to be a part of.
Kind of, you know, and it's one thing when we've had people come in to talk about Christmas events and things like that. It's probably one of those things that kind of gets you recentered a little bit.
It does. It does. And it's, you know, the fun thing is we get stories every year that come up. You know, officers come and tell me, you know, or as we start talking about it throughout the year, and they're like, oh, the kid that I was with, you know, they have a fun story to talk about. But it's the kids that come in and they have a list for everybody but themselves. They've got lists for mom and dad, for their brothers and sisters. And the last thing on the list is them. And it reminds you, gosh, you know, even for them, how important it is. They're thinking of themselves last. And it's just awesome. You know, over the years, I've had kids that, you know, of the more recent one, a couple little girls a few years ago that all they wanted to do was ask us. They pulled me aside away from their dad, and they were asking me how to make pancakes. And it was an odd question. Like, what pancakes, really? And as we got talking, they had never made breakfast for their family before, and that's what all they wanted to do on Christmas morning. And so we took them around talking with them how to make pancakes, and Walmart actually stepped up and donated all the food that they wanted to get for breakfast, and they actually got them a waffle maker, too. It was pretty cool. Are the cool experiences that come out of this.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Well, Sergeant, thanks for coming in this morning. Did we cover everything? We got it all?
We did. Yep.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning. It's a great thing that you guys do. We appreciate it so much. And you know what? Once again, if you would like to donate to Shop with the Cop, go into Price City in the utilities office, and you can do it right there.
Yep.
And it's always going to be there. It'll be there for next year. And it's just a great thing.
Yep, it is. And thank you for letting me come in to talk about it. I always have fun talking about it. It's a great experience for everybody.
It really is. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas, sir.
You too.
All right, now for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.